Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Please repeat after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the Silsila, the Soul of Iman. The blessed month of Rabi Mu'ul Sharif is upon us, and yesterday we introduced the topic by talking about the miracles of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the time of the year where every Ashiq Rasul, every lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is as if there is spring inside his heart. The flowers are blooming inside his heart. The happiness is everywhere. And this is why we have got this Silsila, the Soul of Iman, and the Soul of Iman is none other than the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're here, inshallah, in this Silsila to discuss different aspects with regard to the attributes and the qualities of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reason behind this, one of the reasons behind this is that we come to know the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We come to know his attributes, we come to know his qualities, we come to know his specialities. And as a result of this, it automatically brings the love, inshallah, in our hearts of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we realize why, and we understand why that we should love and follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In yesterday's topic, when we talked about the miracles of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ninth one, he recited the ninth, Noor wala aya hai, Noor lekar aya. That the one of light has come, and he's come to spread light as well. And today we are going to talk about that specific topic specifically. The Noor of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Mubaliks are here, mashallah. So we're going to talk about the Noor of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Us as Sunnis, we believe that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only Noor, but he is Bashir as well. And inshallah, the Mubaliks are going to discuss this. Please make an intention to try and take notes of what the Mubaliks are saying. Try and remember what the Mubaliks are saying as well. And try and pass this information on as well. And if they give you any Islah information, any Madri pools, then try and implement and the Madri pools in your life so that you can live your life, inshallah, according to the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With us we have, mashallah, Rizwan Bhai. He's already got his iPad open, inshallah, so we'll go straight to Rizwan Bhai. Rizwan Bhai, on this topic of the Noor of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Khalid Bhai and viewers of Madani Channel, first of all I'd like to present one ayah from the Quran with regards to the topic today. We are talking about the Noor of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's haqiqat as a noor. The reality is a noor. And it has been mentioned in Al-Ma'idah 15, it has been said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim, qad ja'akum min Allahi noorun wa kitabun mubeen. So here, the word noor and kitab, they have been separately mentioned. Right, the word Noor here, it has been referred to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Jarir Tabari alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, he says, Ya'ani bin Noor Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Noor here referred to Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, through which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala expressed the haqq, expressed the truth, and the Islam was apparent. Subhanallah. So this was the Noor of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And I would like to also mention here that Hazrat Mufassir Shahir, Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Rahmati alam Noor al-Mujassam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Bashar and as well as Noor. As you have just rightly said in the introduction, that we believe that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Bashar. At the same time, he is Noor. He is Noorani Bashar. He is Noor and Bashar. So they have further explained in Rafa'ili Na'imiyah, that his apparent blessed body, that is Bashar, his apparent blessed body is Bashar, and his haqiqat, his reality is Nur. So this is what should be the aqeedah about Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam regarding the Bashariyat and Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So we as Muslims, we cannot take one thing and we can leave the other, or we can take one thing and we leave the other. For example, these both aqaid about the Bashariyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and the beliefs about the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, they have been deduced and derived from Quran and Hadith. So Quran and Ahadith, they have mentioned these aqaid. So they've been taken and derived from that. So one cannot do, okay, we take one aqidah from Quran and Ahadith and we leave the other. So the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in the blessed ayah of Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, which I have presented. And the Bashariyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned too. That is why we believe the Bashariyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, we believe the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, him being Nur, him being light. And through this light, the whole world, alhamdulillah, this has been illuminated and everywhere is the light. And that's why we say, Nur wala aya hai, Nur lekar aya hai, sare alam mein ye dekho.
We also find this from this opinion to be of the opinion of the prominent scholars and mufassirin such as Sayyidina Jalaluddin Suyuti, Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Sayyidina Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Imam Qurtubi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and those mufassirin who today we follow when we want to understand the Holy Quran, whose tafasir, whose commentary of the Holy Quran are commonly learned and taught to those students who are learning Ilm-e-Deen. So these Mufassireen who hold a prominent status in the sight of scholars, even they have the same opinion and they have brought these studies to us regarding the Nuraniyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. I would like to just request you, if you've got the hadith of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala already with you, so it would be a very good idea to exactly mention it now, because I have presented the ayah from Quran, and inshallah if you present the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which referred him being a nur, so I think it will be good at the same.
MashaAllah, when Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, they will go in the bargah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, how they would address Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the love and the respect and reverence they would hold for Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. And whenever they would be confused about any issue, they would go in the bargah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and ask them, because they knew that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been given the knowledge of unseen, and they are able to reply to any question. So Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, they go in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and they say, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. What was the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created?
Allahu Akbar.
Now over here, we also see that Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, obviously their thirst, how their hunger for acquiring the knowledge, and when they want to know about a certain aspect of deen, they would go in the bargah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam with the knowledge of unseen. So Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala goes in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. What was the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam replied that Allah azza wa jal, the first thing that he created was my nur from him. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam replied that Allah azza wa jal created my nur from his nur. And this nur traveled about according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, there was no heaven, hell, loh, mehfooz, pen, earth, sky, sun, moon, jinn, human being, nothing. Nothing existed at that time. And by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, this nur would travel wherever he wanted to. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided this nur of mine into four parts.
Sure.
So from one part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen. From the second, loh. From the third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the throne, the arsh. So when Allah, initially there was nothing. It was only the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It travels wherever it will to. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create things, then the nur is being distributed into four parts, and from one part, loh is being made from other pen, etc. And the last fourth part, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the four parts into further four parts. From one, he created those angels who carry the arsh. From the second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the kursi, the divine chair. From the third, he azza wa jal created the angels. And again,
The fourth part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided into four parts. From one, He Azza wa Jal created the skies. The second,
Allah,
He used in creating the planets. The third, heavens and earth were created. And once again, He Azza wa Jal divided the fourth part into further four pieces. And now, from one part, Allah Azza wa Jal created the power with which the believers see. Now we're coming to this aspect, that from one part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the power from which the believers, they see. From the second, He Azza wa Jal created the ma'rifah, the nur of ma'rifah, of recognition in the heart of mu'mineen.
Subhanallah.
And what is ma'rifah? The recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the second part, ma'rifah was created in the heart of mu'mineen. From the third part, the tongue of believers was created. The nur of the tongue of believers from which they would recite the kalma-i tawheed. So this is what we come to learn from this blessed hadith, hadith-e-nur, narrated by Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. The very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created when nothing existed in the entire universe, it was the nur of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala.
Everything was created from the nur.
Indeed. That's why we say that everything that we have today, every bounty that we have today, every ni'mah that we have today, is through the sadaqah of nur of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah. It's also important to note the reference with regards to this hadith-e-paak. I think that's the detailed hadith-e-paak. What I've got is Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala quotes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Please tell me, what was the first thing ever created? He said, O Jabir, no doubt Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created the very first thing was the nur of your Nabi from his nur, subhanAllah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reference is al-mawahib al-ladunya. And this is also, same kind of hadith has been narrated by the teacher of Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah, mm-hmm, Abdul Razzaq, Allahu Akbar alayhi rahmah. So this is something to be noted, that alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we are talking about the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have presented the ayah of Quran, we have presented the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we have also given the call of Mufassirun, that they have mentioned that here the nur is referred to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is why we have got a belief, we have got an aqidah about the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, absolutely according to the teachings of Quran and Ahadith.
Can you just go back? I don't know if you've got it in front of you. Can you go back to the Quranic ayat? I've got it here, but I don't remember you actually giving the translation of the ayat. You mentioned that the nur refers to the nur, but you actually give us the full translation. I've got it here if you want. You've got it there then.
Surah Al-Ma'idah, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ.
Have you got the translation there, Rashid?
You can.
The translation that I've got here in front of me from Kanzul Iman is that there has come to you from Allah Azza wa Jal a light and a clear book.
SubhanAllah.
Which I think we missed there.
Light and a clear book.
And a clear book.
Right? So this means the light is the nur e Mustafa, and wow is there for and a book. Because some people, they say, here the nur means Quran. So it cannot be here the nur Quran, because Quran has been mentioned separately with the word and. Because we know that when and is used, when wow is used, when two different things are separated with the word and. So that's why the nur here is referred to Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Quran itself has been separately mentioned. So alhamdulillah.
And also the reference you gave for the hadith nur which we mentioned, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Razzaq radiyallahu ta'ala, when we look at the authenticity of this reference, he is the teacher of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi who's mentioning this narration. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Bukhari Sharif, we believe it to be the most authentic book after Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And imagine the reference which is being on the authority of Sayyidina Abdul Razzaq radiallahu anhu. He's even the teacher of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala
alayhi. Imam Tabari and Qazi Shakhwani write under this verse that the meaning of the nur in this verse is used for our Prophet, the ayah that you mentioned, mashallah. And many Mufassirin, commenters of the Quran, have stated by nur that is meant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet was nur, he was guidance for the whole of mankind. Therefore, he was both nur and human. If you continue on the verses, there's another verse of the Quran in which Surah Al-Kahf, verse 110, where it says that, say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am no more than a human being like you, one to whom revelation is made. Your Lord is the one and only God. Hence, whoever looks forward to meet his Lord, let him do righteous works, and let him associate none with the worship of his Lord. So this is showing that they were Bashar as well, as well as the Nur as well.
So the both aqaid have been mentioned from Quran, so we have to believe both.
Both.
We can't take one and leave the other. That's what the point is.
Then if any kind of satanic whisper comes into our heart, thinking that how is it possible, then obviously this is Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He as the Wazil can bless anyone with whatever shan, power, and dignity he wants to.
In simple words, the reality, the haqiqat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Nur. But apparently his blessed body is Bashar. Simple as that. We have to believe this way. According to Mufti, Mufassir Shaheer Mufti, Hakim al-Ummat, Ahmad Ya Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as he mentioned. So this aqeedah we have to have, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Bashar. But he is not just Bashar like us. That is very important point, Khalid bhai. Because people get mixed up. They think that Rasulullah is like us. Astaghfirullah. We believe that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Bashar. But he is not Bashar like us. He is Sayyidul Bashar. He is Afdalul Bashar. He is the best of all the humans. He is best. He is the leader of all the humans. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, there is no Bashar like Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has ever been created and can never be created, because he is the Sardar, he is the leader of all the prophets, and he is the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is what, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have to believe that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's Bashariyat is there, but there is no Bashar like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
There was an incident once. In the Arabian desert, there was a caravan going, and the people, they were so thirsty, they had run out of water. The water supply, they were run out of it. And their state had gone so worse that very soon it was as if they all will die because of thirst. And all of a sudden, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam actually helped them.
Allah.
And now, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he arrived over there, he told them the news of unseen, news of God, that behind that mountain, there's a dark-skinned slave going on his camel.
Subhanallah.
He has a skin of water. So bring him over here. So few people, they went by the mountain, behind the mountain, they actually did see a dark-skinned slave going on the camel.
He can see no water with him.
Indeed, in his skin. And they called him in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put his blessed hand on the skin and said to the whole caravan, drink as much as you want. The whole caravan, all the people, they quenched their thirst, they filled up their pots, and then to the surprise of the dark-skinned slave, he saw that the water was still as much as it was before. Seeing this, he kissed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's hand. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, he rubbed his blessed hand on the face of the dark-skinned slave. And the dark-skinned slave, his face became illuminated.
Subhanallah.
The color changed.
Subhanallah.
And it is narrated in the books that his skin changed, the color changed, as if it was the moon of the full night.
Subhanallah.
Like the moon of the full night gives nur, gives light in the darkness of the night. Similar was the state of his face now. And when he went back to his master, obviously after this miracle, he embraced Islam, he came into the fold of Islam. He went back to his master. His master, he didn't recognize him. Said, who are you?
Allah.
Then he told himself that, master, I am your slave. But this is the barakah.
Allah.
This is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That through his illuminated hand, the dark skin of my face has changed into an illuminated color. And darkness of my heart has also faded away. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, I've embraced Islam because of
this. This is the distribution of nur, of nur Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What could you talk about, Khalid bhai, the nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam itself? Allahu Akbar, this is the hand of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when it comes onto the face of some dark skin slave, Allahu Akbar, he is illuminated. He is brightened up, and he is not, subhanallah, Rabbil Alameen. His face is brightened up and illuminated. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned in Quran as Siraj and Munira. These two words, these two titles has also been mentioned. Siraj means the sun, and Munira means the one who distributes the illumination, the one who does taqseem, the noor, Allahu Akbar. And when we see about these two beautiful qualities, we know that without a sun, there is no life on the face of the earth. Same way, without the Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's love and iman, there is no iman. Ala la imana liman la muhabbatara. There is no iman. That's why the topic, the title of our silsila is Soul of Iman. So alhamdulillah, as the sun is important for our life on the face of the earth, the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's personality, Zati Aqdas, is important for our iman. For our soul of our iman is the life of Rasulullah, the blessed personality of Rasulullah, and he is Munira at the same time who distributes the light. See, it is said as a candle. Candle is important at night. When night comes, the candle gives the light and it brightens up. Right? In the same way, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when came, it was the dark ages. It removed the ignorance. It removed the darkness. And subhanallah, the blessed birth, we are sitting here at the time of the Mawludun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And point to be noted, what was the time of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That was the time of Sahar, when the darkness was there, but subhanallah, the Sahar was coming. At the same, exactly that time, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born. That gives us the metaphorical depiction that the ignorance was going and the light was coming.
Allah.
The darkness was going,
Allah,
and noor was coming.
Allah.
And that noor has arrived in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And noor wala aya hai. Noor later aya.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we've been talking about the noor of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to touch on something that was seen by mention, which is also our belief as Sunnis, is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also given knowledge of the unseen. And in this particular waqiyah that he mentioned, where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were looking for water, he instructed them to that there was a dark-skinned slave behind the mountain, behind the hill, and when the companions went there, whatever the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was truth. So that's another topic aside, but again, it's just part of our belief that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this ability, this quality bestowed upon him by Allah azza wa jalla, that he had the knowledge of the unseen as well. With regards to the nur of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've talked about the nur that from the Quran we can conclude that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only nur, but he was bashar as well. And we've heard the hadith that Musim Bai mentioned, where the nur was the first thing that was created, and then that nur from its creation, everything else was created from it. But then coming back to more relevant towards ourselves, is that nur of guidance, how it's passed on to the pious people as well. And we can see that in our data, that we need to have this guidance. We need to follow somebody that can give us this guidance. And hence here, we're very, very fortunate in modern day times that we have Amir al-Sunnah with us, that we can take bed with Amir al-Sunnah and get that guidance and get that benefit from him. So my humble request to each and every one of you is that please take this opportunity. Alhamdulillah, every day on the Madani Muzakkar, during these next 12 days, Amir al-Sunnah every day will do live bed for all the people that are watching. So my humble request to each and every one of you, if you have not done that with a peer yet, then please take advantage of the situation and give your hand in the hand of the Wali of his time, Amir al-Sunnah, inshallah. Continue with our topic, Wasim, regarding the noor of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any other qualities with regard to this?
When we talk about the Nuraniyat of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously we see how much benefit Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan they had from Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, from the Nuraniyat of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Sayyidina Asid bin Abi Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions that once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he rubbed his blessed hand on my blessed face, on my face and on my chest. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam once rubbed his blessed hand on my face and on my chest. And blessing of this was such that whenever I would enter any dark house, it would brighten up.
Allah.
This was the shan of just again the blessed
of the
hand,
distribution of the light.
Distribution of light.
So here we can see that it's not only that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was new, but he distributed that light.
Indeed.
Because there are many waqi'ahs and hadiths where the Sahaba used to say that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to smile, and you can see his teeth, it was light, you know, coming out of his, coming from him. And there's the waqiyah where Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she was looking at the needle. Yeah. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the room, and it was a dark room, she couldn't find the needle. But as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the room, then because of his nuraniyat, she could find the needle. So there are many waqiyah and events and hadiths with regards to the Nuraniyat of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we can also see from the events that you've just mentioned, and again mentioned regarding the dark-skinned slave as well, that this Nuraniyat was also distributed as well.
Indeed.
Which again is another attribute of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that not only Nur wala aya, Nur lekar aya, Nur taqseem bhi kiya,
alhamdulillah. It's amazing as to the narration that you've just mentioned regarding Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that if you think, obviously we can't imagine what shan, what status Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam holds. We can only sort of try to get a gist of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with through the narrations that we come to know. If we think about it, earlier we were talking about the distribution of nur that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is distributing among his slaves, among Sahaba Ikram Ali Maridwan. But in this very specific incident, Khalid, that you mentioned regarding Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, you see, in dark, you know, even if a candle is lit up, it's very difficult to find a needle. But imagine to what extent the Nuraniyat of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would be, that as soon as he alayhi salatu wasalam enters the blessed home, even a lost needle could be found.
We're not really talking about something huge. Because if something was big, then obviously a candle would suffice to find it.
Indeed.
And, you know, if you imagine, I mean, you viewers at home that are watching now, try hiding a needle in a room and turning off the light and try and go and finding that needle. You would realize that you would need quite a strong light. You know, even with the light on, you would struggle to find it. You probably need a torch to look and to point the light to actually see the specific light
and
to find the needle.
And also, when we see Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, who were very close to Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and who held an eminent rank in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that many Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they were also known because of this very quality. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what was his title? Dhun-Nurain. What does Dhun-Nurain mean? The one who possesses two noor.
Subhanallah.
And what is the context behind this? Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, two blessed daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the marriage of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And because of this, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the title of Dhun-Nurain, the one who possesses two
noors.
And this was only to married to the blessed daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we say, ki teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai ene noor tera, sab gharana noor ka.
Subhanallah. I would like to recite Naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a beautiful point has been mentioned with regards to the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's title is Dhun-Nurain.
Allah,
because he had two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman has mentioned this beautifully in one of his naat, that noor ki sarkaar se paara dushana noor ka, noor ki sarkaar se paara dushana noor ka, noor ki sarkaar se paara dushana noor ka, ho mubarak tumko Zun-Nurain joda noor ka. Allah 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 Allah, teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, aka teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. Khalid bhai, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's toy, you see, normal the blessed children, normal children, right? Then they've got their choice.
Allah.
The choice of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat, how beautifully depicts that the moon was the toy for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for Nur, the khilana of Nur, for the Nur, the toy of the Nur was also the moon, subhanallah. And
aaj jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein, chaand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein, kya hi chalta tha isharon par khilona noor ka. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
Sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. MashaAllah. Gee, Usim Badr, like we were saying, you were talking about the qualities and attributes with regards to the Nur of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're talking about the fact that, you know, the Nur was distributed. I have another here that Muhammad ibn Hamza radiallahu ta'ala raised. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made my fingers glow with light.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. So again, it's the distribution of the light of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, the distribution of light of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But coming back to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, there are also the belief is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did not have a shadow. And there are many watchers regarding this, and many scholars have narrated this. One of the amazing things when you talk about something that doesn't have a shadow, if you, for example, you know, this is my phone, this one, right?
Yeah.
And now if all these lights were switched off and there was one light here, then this light, this phone would be
have a shadow,
right? Why? This has got its own light. This has its own light. You can see the light coming from it. But the light that's coming from there is stronger than this light.
Yes, yeah,
right? So the stronger light is the light that does not have the shadow.
Yes.
So when you have a candle, it will give a shadow to a pencil.
Yes.
When you have a tube light, it will give a shadow to the candle. Right? And so on and so on and so on. And so if we look at it in worldly terms, we look at the sun today, if there was something that had a greater light than the sun, then the sun's shadow would be on the earth. So the only thing that cannot have a shadow is the greatest source of light. So this is the status of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that because he didn't have a shadow, then to understand that from a scientific perspective, you know, we are told that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have a shadow. This in itself is proof that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was nur, because if something does not have a shadow, then in itself it must be a source of light. So only a source of light does not have a shadow.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is best of all lights, best Allah of all nurs.
When we see sitting over here, beautifully as you've explained, everything that is present over here has a shadow.
Yes.
Apart from the light.
The light.
Why? Because that is the most strongest light.
But if there was a stronger light behind that light.
This light would have a shadow.
Yeah, these lights that we have above us now, if there was a stronger light behind them, then that stronger light would create a shadow for that light.
Yeah?
So the only thing that doesn't have a shadow is the greatest source of light. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being light in itself, that's why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have a shadow. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mother Channel, we're talking about with the topic, the sinfulness of the soul of Iman, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we're talking about the nur of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So far we've talked about from the Quran, we've talked about the Hadith, we've talked about the waqis, and the fact that not only was the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam nur and bashar, but he also, you know, bestow this light upon others as well. And this light is transferred to the Sahaba Kram, to people who benefited from it, to the dark-skinned slave who his face changed completely as well. So this light of Nur is passed on to people in the form of a miracle whereby somebody can benefit from it, in the sense that the stick was given to the companion, or in the form of the dark-skinned slave where his face was, Nuraniyat was transformed into a slave. But also this Nuraniyat is transferred to the people as well in the form of guidance. So this is why we need to, as you know, my humble request to all of the viewers out there that are watching this at the moment, that we need to come to learn about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take guidance from his life, learn about the attributes, learn about the qualities of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can see Rizwan right in front of me. He has a book, the Sirat al-Mustafa, the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday we mentioned that Kanzul Iman should be in every house. Today we're saying that the Sirat of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be in every house. We need to know who the Prophet is. We need to know his life. We need to know his qualities. We need to know his attributes. We need to know the way he dealt with situations as well, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a mercy to all mankind, and the result of this, he's come with all the solutions for all of mankind. He's come with the guidance for all of mankind. And so if we learn about his life, then inshallah we will benefit from it, and we can learn a lot as well.
Such a beautiful topic about the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for every mu'min, because he's the soul of Iman. Whenever the topic comes like this, which explains the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no doubt every mu'min wants to show the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The concept I would like to mention for the viewers of Madani channel, that Nuraniyat and Bashariyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been explained through Mufassirun, that the haqiqat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nur, and the blessed apparent body of Aka Kareem alaihi salatu wasalam is Bashar. Now, this is something I would like to just explain, that sometimes the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was dominant, and sometimes the Bashariyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was dominant. At the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, it's a very famous waqia, he was going to Mi'raj, right? He was going to Mi'raj at that time, and a complete surgery was happened, right? The people of knowledge would know that Sayyidina Jibra'il, ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he came and he operated Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, a complete section, he completely operated the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was opened, a blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken out, it was washed with zamzam and anwar and tajalliyat, it was given to that beautiful blessed heart, because he was going to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now this was all ihtimam, right? Then the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed back to the chest, and then this chest was back sealed up again. Now Khalid bhai, normally how is it possible if a complete operation is done but not a single drop of blood is involved? How is it possible? It is all done but not a single drop of blood is involved. Okay, why is that? Because at that time the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dominant. But when you see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed teeth, right, they were made shaheed, right, there was a factor of blood involved. So then the Bashariyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dominant, right. And when we see that normally we keep fast, right, once the Sahaba kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started keeping longer fast, right? He did not do sahri and aftari for consecutive days. They fasted for a longer consecutive days. And Sahaba kiram, because they used to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to try copy, they used to follow, they used to do ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they started doing the fast for consecutive days, for longer days, and they stopped eating. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Sahaba kiram, they started getting weaker and weaker. They said, what happened to you? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're also fasting like you are doing. Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyukum ismi, who is like me amongst you? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala feeds me. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is a point to be noted. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting for consecutive days, at that time Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dominant. And this is what we need to understand, that the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, same at the time he is Bashar, but no other Bashar is like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Afdalul Bashar, he is Sayyidul Bashar, he is the leader of all the humans, he is best of all the creation, he is best of all the Bashar. This is what we should believe. But at the same time, his haqiqat is nur, which is proven from Quran and hadith.
And it's also very interesting to see how Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, what belief they had, how they followed Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the same context what Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan believed. As it's mentioned in Darmi Sharif, the Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would converse, it was as if nur is emanating from the blessed teeth.
Subhanallah.
This is like Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioning that whenever Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would converse, it's like as nur is coming out of the blessed teeth. And again, it's mentioned in Shifa Sharif that whenever Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would smile, the walls and surroundings will get illuminated.
Allah.
So these are the narrations that are coming to us through Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, through Mufassireen. And it's very interesting to see what Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, their belief was in the same context.
Our Islam brothers and viewers of Madrid Channel, watching the Silsila Soul of Iman, and we're discussing the topic of Nuraniyat of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think we can conclude really very, very easily from the Quranic verses that have been given, from the Hadith that's been given, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Nur and Bashar as well. And mashallah, we've seen by Rizwan Bhai very clearly explained the dominant factor that happened at certain events during the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were certain times where the Nuraniyat was the dominant factor, and certain times with the Bashariyat was the dominant factor as well. But I think we need to take, you know, guidance from this. We need to take a message from this so we can learn something from the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, we've now proved, I hope, to all our viewers that this is the Aqeedah, this is the belief that we have, this is the belief that the Sahaba Kram had, this is the belief that the Mufassireen had, the scholars had as well. So we can either can take this away that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not like us. And we can prove this again by the waqi that Rizwan Bhai mentioned, where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to fast for many, many days and didn't perform sari or iftar. And the companions, out of love, out of respect, they tried to follow him. And again, there's another madani pool here that the companions, that out of love and respect, they didn't question the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it now upon us that we need to fast for 2 days or for 3 days or 4 days? They didn't ask these questions. Yeah, they didn't say, you know, do we need to do this now? Has there been a revelation come down that says that, you know, we need to fast for continuously like the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Aqeedah was the Prophet did it, so they did it. And that again tells us that from the life of the Sahaba Kram, that that is an example for us, that the true Ashiq Rasul, the true lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they never questioned the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? They didn't question, why is this a sunnah and why is this not a sunnah? And today we may see many, many people that say that, you know, why are we using the miswak sharif? Why are we doing this? Why are we having the beard? Why the imam sharif? Why these things? You know, and yet the true lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at their life, if you look at the Sahaba Kram, you look at the friends of Allah azza wa jalla, once they found out that this was the practice of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would just act upon it. Right. And that is the sign of a lover, that he doesn't question the beloved, he just follows the beloved. Ji Madina, please.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah, aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad, aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad, poochega Mola laya hai kya kya, 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 main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, 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 kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad,
اپنی رضا کی قربان جاؤں مشرقیا کی قربان جاؤں اپنی رضا کی قربان جاؤں مشرقیا کی قربان جاؤں جس نے سکھایا نام محمد سکھایا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد اپنی جمیل رضا کے دل میں اپنی جمیل رضا کے دل میں اپنے جمیل رضوی کے دل میں آجا سما جا نام محمد آجا سما جا نام محمد آجا سما جا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلی اللہ
علیہ وسلم. جی وسیم بھائی سوری.
سو ویری بیوٹیفل انسیڈنٹ ان دے حضرت سیدنا ذوالنور طفیل بن عمرو دوسی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ صحابی رسول. And again, listen to his title, Zunnur. Zunnur is coming before his name, Zunnur. We will come towards the end why this title was given to him. So, Hazrat Sayyidina Zunnur Tufail bin Amro Dosi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the chief and the leader of the famous tribe of Yemen called Dos. He possessed great wisdom, very intellectual person, and great spiritual insight, and he was an illustrious poet. Now, he... obviously talking about his own event, how he embraced Islam, he says that during the time when Islam, the light of Islam was prevailing, was only present in Makkah at that time. For some work from Yemen, he had to go to Makkah. So once he got to Makkah, obviously he was a leader and a chief of his tribe. So Kufar-e Quraysh, they gathered around him and they said to him that they pointed towards Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and said that, you know that person? MaazAllah, he scattered our tribe. That do not listen to him, whatever he says. His words, his conversation is like a spell of magic. MaazAllah, these are the words that they were saying. When he speaks, mother gets separated from son, father gets separated from son, brother gets separated from brother, sister gets separated from brother, husband gets separated from wife. So we face this tragedy. So if you want to save God yourself, do not listen to him. So Sayyidina Tufail bin Amr Dosi radiallahu ta'ala says that after listening to them, I thought to myself that, you know, I better stay away from this person. Obviously, up to now, his heart has not been enlightened with the nur of Islam. So, he says that after listening to them, I made the firm intention that whenever I come across Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at that time, across this person, I would not listen to him. And for this intention, whenever I would enter Haram-e Kaaba and I would see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I would put cotton in my ears. Just in case, no voice comes into my ear. So this is what his state is at this time. Once I saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offering salah. I entered Haram-e Kaaba and I saw Aqa alayhi sallam offering salah. So contrary to my desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam enter my ears.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, as soon as I heard those words, my heart had an inclination towards those words and wanted to hear more about what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying. Now, I approached him more and started to listen to him, what he's saying. Now, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, now he was thinking to himself that why did Quraysh say these words to me? Because his speech is very eloquent. What he's saying is very graceful. And I am a person of a great wisdom, of a great spiritual insight. I'm very intellectual. So I'm able to differentiate between good conversation and bad conversation. So leave aside what Kufar-e Quraysh they have told me and let me listen to what he's saying. So he says that I started to listen to him. Aqa alayhi salam completed his salah and left from there. So I followed him. I followed him all the way up to his blessed house. And when he saw me that I'm following him, I said to him that your speech was very eloquent. I'm a person of great intellect. Let me listen to what you were saying again. Then Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam gave him invitation towards righteousness and invited him towards Islam. And obviously when Aqa alayhi salam is inviting towards Islam, what words there would be?
Tere aage yu hain dabe dabe fusaha arab ke bade bade nahi jaise muh mein zaban nahi balki jism mein jaan nahi. Eloquent speakers of the Arab are just in front of you. They don't have a tongue in their mouth. They don't have the soul in their body.
They're speechless in front of Aqa alayhi salam. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam invited him towards Islam and he embraced Islam. He came into the fold of Islam. Now he says that I was about to go back to my tribe. And I said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, do dua for me. Do dua for me. And do dua for any kind of sign to appear in me so people, they get attracted towards me and they accept the message of Islam. So he says that as I was walking towards my home, as I approached my town, there was a mountain over there. So it was at night time and I got to the mountain. And at that time, because Allah, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua that, oh Allah, establish a sign for him. Upon my request, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua that, oh Allah, establish a sign for him. So when I approached my town, there was a mountain over there. It was night time. So I got to the mountain and a noor, an illumination appeared in between both my eyes.
Allah
Akbar. On the forehead. Now over here, this was just a dua of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Earlier, we were talking about the blessed hand being rubbed upon the body of fortunate Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Over here, it is just the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon the request of the Sahabi that Ya Allah establish a sign for him. And now, this sign is being established upon him that a noor, an illumination is being illuminated between both his eyes. Now, he says that as soon as this happened, I realized that this is the barakah, the blessing of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But I thought to myself, you know, people must think that my face is disfigured. You know, those people, they still don't understand what Islam is. They're not still as intellectual to understand the message of Islam. So they might think that my face has disfigured. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah azza wa jal, make this sign appear anywhere else but my face. So this noor, this illumination was transferred from my forehead on my staff.
Allahu.
On my stick. As you mentioned earlier in your incident that back in those days, people used to have a staff to travel. So that noor, that illumination from my forehead transferred onto the edge of my staff.
Allahu.
And people, and that staff, people used to look to look at this noor as on the staff as if a lamp is hanging in the air. So on this incident, after all this happened, he was blessed with the title of Zunnur, which we spoke about earlier, that the one possessing the Noor. And we come to know over here, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that this Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not only he was blessed with illumination, with this special sign from Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but look at the rank that this Sahabi himself has attained now. Because of proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because of following Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the point that you were referring to earlier, that becoming an ardent devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sacrificing everything that he had upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that after embracing Islam, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that I want to go back and invite my tribe towards Islam as well. The jazwa, the enthusiasm, the zeal that he is taking from the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, after coming in his slavery, that do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm blessed with such kind of sign that my people embrace, awesome, accept my message. Now, when it comes to us, we are after fame. Why? Because we want to hold a prominent rank in the society. We want people to know that, you know, this person is very, he's very intellectual. He's very wealthy. We want this, we have this epidemic of vanity. We want to be famous among people. Why? Because of our own nafs. Because of our own carnal desires. We become slaves of our carnal desires, of our nafs. If we want to be famous, if we want to hold any kind of rank or dignity, it is for this dunya. Why? Because we want to stand out in the society. We want to, you know, show them that we, you know, this person is very wealthy or very knowledgeable. But look at this Sahabi Rasul. that he's asking for some kind of sign. Why? For propagation of deen. Why? So people also accept the message of deen. And look at the asad, the barakat of dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that through his dua, this sahabi is being blessed with nur, with illumination. And then, after being blessed with this nuraniyat, the rank the sahabi has attained now, that he has enough wisdom to realize that my people will not understand this. My tribe will not understand this. They might think that my face is disfigured. And look at the barakah in his dua, that through his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred that nur wherever he wanted to. He has become mustajabu da'wah as well. He has become the one whose dua is being accepted. That he has become so wisdomful, so full of wisdom, that he is understanding that how to propagate deen. He's had this wisdom now. And through the dua of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, he's also had the illumination, he's also had the luminosity, the nur, and he's attained such rank that he's also able to shift, transfer that nur wherever he wants to through the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
We also make a plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because all the nur is distributed from his court, from his bargah, and we make a dua. Main gada to badisha bhar de piyala noor ka, main gada to badisha bhar de piyala noor ka, main gada to badisha bhar de piyala noor ka, noor din duna tera deda misad ka noor ka.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the waqia that Wasim Bhai just mentioned, where the companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented himself in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and took guidance from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then accepted Islam. This particular waqia is in the Fazani Madina Manama magazine,
indeed,
which is available to download. One thing that I picked up from that particular waqia, Wasim Bhai, was that this companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had this, you know, we, as you were talking about it, it just came to me, the Madani mission of Dawat Islami. Ki mujhe apne aur sare duniya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai, that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the whole world as well. And so this companion, as soon as he was given the guidance, yeah, as soon as he realized that, you know, I've been blessed with Iman, he didn't just keep that to himself. Yeah, he realized that I now need to take this further. I now need to go back to my tribe, to my kabila, to my family, and I need to give this guidance to them as well. So he didn't want, he wasn't, and this again is really how Muslims should be, really, that we should just keep the knowledge to ourselves, you know, we should spread the knowledge of the deen to people, and this is the, you know, the platform that Dawat Islami is here for us, not only to rectify ourselves, but to pass on this message on to others as well. And inshallah, alhamdulillah, we see it, especially in the UK, that many, many people are accepting the faith of Islam and coming towards Islam, and those people that are, you know, not on the straight path as well, that are still within the faith of Islam, but have unfortunately sidelined themselves and got involved in all sorts of sins. Then again, Dawat Islam is here because the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is so huge that no matter what sins you have committed, then you can come into the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and repent. And please, if you are listening to this right now, then please, whatever your status is, wherever you are, then Dawat Islam is here for you to help you and to guide you and to bring you onto the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And not only to bring you onto this path, but also to give you this jazbah, which Amir al-Sumud has given to each and every one of us. You know, you talked about the companion there, that when he met the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that jazbah was given. That jazbah was given. And if you see a lot of people that come into the court of Amir al-Sumud, they come here not with the intention that they're going to become mubaligh, not with the intention that they're going to go out and do the work. They've come to sort themselves out.
Indeed.
You know, I'm in a bad state. I'm in a mess. I need to sort myself out. I've committed so many sins in my life. I don't know where I am, what my status is. Nobody, I do not believe anybody comes into Dawat Islami with this intention that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be Nagran, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be a public speaker, tomorrow I'm going to be sitting on Madani. Well, they all come with this intention that I need to sort myself out, I need to rectify myself.
Sure.
But coming into the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami, my personal views are that Amir al-Sulut, when you come into this mahal, he puts this pain in your heart. You know, he puts this pain in your heart that, you know, you're sorting yourself out. Yeah, but what about everybody else?
And this is, again, Ashan, the excellence of Awliya Karam.
Allahu Akbar.
This is what they do. That they not only have the pain themselves about becoming pious or acting upon righteous actions, but they they become so anxious when they see the ummah being indulged in sins.
Allah.
And when we look at the seerah of awliya karam rahimahumullah, when we look at Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and Dada Ganbash Hajwari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in their time, how they propagated deen. Why? Because that was the need of the time. They realized it and they had that pain in their heart,
yeah,
that why the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is wandering in the valleys of darkness. Why is he going on the path of sins? And
Allah,
this pain which they have in their hearts, they impart it to others. And in today's day and age, as you beautifully explained, we see this in the Zaat of Amiri Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, that not only he has the pain, obviously the piety of Amiri Ahl Sunnah is beyond our comprehension, but his piety is not just limited up to here. When he sees the Ummah Muslimah, the blessed Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being indulged in sins, he just doesn't have the pain. He doesn't only, you know, becomes restless in the pain, but he's transferred this pain in his murideen that, you know, we need to do something. We need to bring these people who are indulged in sins towards Sirat-e Mustaqim. And Khalifa, you would also be aware of countless incidents where those who are indulged in the depth of sins, in the valleys of sins, today, they're spreading the fragrance of sunnah. Yeah. Today, alhamdulillah, through the faizan of Amiri Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, the same, though, who used to spread poison at once probably, who probably used to sell drugs at once, today, alhamdulillah, Zawajal, through the platform of Dawat-e-Islami, they've not only adorned themselves in the attire of sunnah, alhamdulillah, Zawajal, they're spreading the sunnah, they're doing this infradi koshish upon others, and alhamdulillah, Zawajal, bringing them on Sirat-e-Mustaqim.
Another waqia that comes to my mind, we can shura Abdul Rabi by Nigran-e-Shura and a few of the Nigran-e-Kabina and Kabinats, and you could see the pain in Nigran-e-Shura, that he said, look, I could come here, right? I could do a speech in front of 10,000 people, and, you know, a lot of people would say Subhanallah and praise and everything, and I could just go away. He said, but I'm not here for that. I'm not here just to get the praise. I'm here to say to you, look, we need to do something for the Ummah. We need to help the Ummah. The Ummah is crying. The Ummah is suffering. And, you know, we need to do something. And, well, honestly, Wasima, he was in tears in front of us.
And
he was crying in front of us that, you know, Halal by Jameel by, you know, he's saying to the Nigrans, do something for the Ummah, do something for the Ummah.
You see, when you mentioned about Nigran-e-Shura, this is the height of sincerity, which is one of the traits in Awliya Karam, in the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalifa, if today I know that, you know, people admire my speech, people admire my bayan, somewhere in my heart I would have this feeling, you know, okay, let's organize an ijtima, you know, let me do this bayan. Why? Because I'm still running after the fame.
Yes.
I still haven't reached the pinnacle of sincerity.
Yeah.
I still haven't reached that maqam where I would say, you know what, I don't need to be praised. What I need to do, I need to serve the ummah of deen. And when we talk about Nigran-e-Shura, we know people are mad to listen to him. Ulama-e-Karam, they anxiously wait for when Nigran-e-Shura's speech will be delivered. But look at the mindset of Nigran-e-Shura. As you beautifully said, even in other tarbiyat initiatives, they were like, I'm not over here to deliver speeches. Whereas hundreds and thousands of people in the UK would be waiting to listen to Nigran-e-Shura's speech. But look at the vision of Nigran-e-Shura and sincerity, the peak of sincerity of Nigran-e-Shura. He knows that hundreds and thousands of people are there to listen to me. But we need to do something for the future generation. And Khalifa, this is something which is instilled in the heart of Nigran-e-Shura. Imagine the one who's instilled
Allah,
this in the heart
Allah.
Of Nigran-e-Shura. And then again, coming back to our topic in the beginning, the point that you touched, the luminosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the nuraniyat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not only limited to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has blessed others in different forms and shapes with his own nuraniyat. And this also is a form of nuraniyat, the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is bestowed upon Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, who started Dawat Islami with this vision that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And over here, we're talking about Nigran-e-Shura, who has a huge fan following. Many people are really big followers of Nigran-e-Shura's speeches, but look at his sincerity, that he's still saying that I'm not here to deliver speeches.
Before he came to UK, he sent us a message with him by that, I don't want to come here to do any bayans.
Allahu Akbar.
Right? Sit me in a masjid with the brothers. I want to give them tarbiyat and I want to plan for the future.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, I don't want any bayans. And then we said, no, Azul, please, you know, people want to listen to you. And he said, okay, one bayan for a kabinat. Please. But he didn't want to do that. He said, look, I just want the brothers. Bring me all the brothers there. Let's sit together. Let's do tarbiyat. let's see where the ummah is feeling the pain. And wherever the ummah is feeling the pain, let's see if we can do something to solve that pain.
And this is again the vision again, of the amazing vision. And it is said that wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opens the doors of wisdom upon His chosen people. This is again the wisdom of Migranishwara, because He knows that these brothers over here, who are living over here, they are the forefront of Dawat Islami. They are the ones who will be doing the work of Deen. He knows this. It's amazing to what how they foresee the future. Because Migranishwara knows that, you know, these brothers will be working for the future generation.
Again, it's that pain, isn't it?
Indeed.
It's that pain. I remember many years ago, there was one, but you remember when we had the UK level Ishtamaz. Yeah, we had the UK level Ishtamaz, and we did a huge UK level Ishtamaz, and I think maybe 10, 12,000 people turned up. And literally 2 days after the Ishtamaz, I came to Babylon Medina, and I had the opportunity to sit with the Granishura, and, you know, he said, how is the Ishtamaz? And I said, Alhamdulillah, you know, fantastic, you know, 10,000, 12,000 people. He said, so what are you doing here?
Allah. And I thought, okay.
And he says, you should be there now to see the output of the Ishtama, to ensure that we get the output of the Ishtama. Mm-hmm. Our aim is not just to gather people. He said, I can gather more people than you gathered there every Thursday night here, mm-hmm. which is true. He said, that's not the true output. So basically, he was saying, again, the message was that shouldn't go after the fame. We should go after the work. And that's the pain that we need to have. And I believe that that Nuraniyat is that pain.
Indeed.
Because you explained from that waqia that you explained with that Sahaba Kram, as soon as he was given the message from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, automatically that pain was instilled inside him. And he not only wanted to have that, he had that jazba inside him that, look, I want to go and give Nikki Kidawa tonight. But he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me a sign, help me. Yeah, I need help. Yeah. And now, again, this is a sign that that person realized, he could have said, well, I'm an intellectual person. I'm a clever person. As you said, he was an intellectual person. He was a clever person. He knew what he was talking about.
He was the leader of his tribe.
He could have thought, well, okay, I'm the leader of the tribe. I'll go back. But he realized, no, I need more than this. Yeah, I need more than intellect. I need this. I need something inside me. And you're only, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only you can give me this. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me something that I can go back with, that I can take back with me. Now, he had his intellect. He had the knowledge. He had the status. He had the maqam. But no, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me something.
And this again brings us to the same point that anytime any sahabi needed something, where would they go?
Allah, Allah.
The court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they knew, if there is anything which can be blessed to us, it is this code. Now, if we again look at it, he was full of wisdom. He was the leader of his tribe. He was most intellectual. You know, he could have known, you know, when you ask where you ask for and everything. But he knew that I need something.
I need something.
Where to head?
Yeah, I've got everything, but I still need more. I need something for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one way we come towards our end.
Ji, inshallah, the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has removed the ignorance, has removed the darkness, the darkness of ignorance, jahalat. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the form of knowledge and ilm has brightened up the world across the globe. And alhamdulillah, as we've been just talking about the blessed personalities of this day and age, like Amir al-Sunnah, who has taken the faiz from the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he is distributing across the globe now, mashallah. And the works of Dawat Islami has reached across, the message of Dawat Islami has reached across 200 countries, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And this is the faizan of the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to mention again a beautiful narration with regards to Noor Mustafa, because this is our topic today. Hazrat Sayyidina Irbaz bin Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I was written before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as the last prophet. And that even at that time, and Hazrat Adam ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wa salam was in the process of being formed, even then I was written before Allah as a last prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that shall be our aqidah about the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being the last prophet of Allah. That should be the finality of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah further says, shall I not tell you the initial states of myself? And then he said, I am the dua of Ibrahim. I am the glad tiding of Isa. I am the interpretation of the dream of my mother, which she saw at the time of birth. We are sitting here to celebrate the Maulud of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning his own Maulud. He is mentioning his own birth from his own words. Allahu Akbar. We are mentioning here, sitting, doing the Maulud al Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking and discussing about the birth of Rasulullah. Aka Kareem himself is discussing his birth. He is mentioning his Maulud. Subhanallah. He is telling his own Nilad. He says that I am the interpretation of the dream which my mother saw at the time of my birth. And what was that? She saw that from her a illuminating noor was appeared. Because of that, that noor lit the palaces of Syria, the Sham. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and that noor which appeared, that lit up the palaces of Sham, which then Sayyidina Amin al-Saw, subhanAllah. So this is the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Shamsuddin Muhammad Hafiz Shirazi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi, he says in the quote of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya sahib al-jamali wa ya sayyid al-bashar min wajhika al-munir laqad nubbir al-qamar. Oh, the person possessing the beauty, the husn and jamal, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you are the leader of all the human beings. Subhanallah, no doubt, because of your blessed illuminated face, this 14th night moon has taken fez from Subhanallah, and it has been lit. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, each and everything which is lit, each and everything which is illuminated, that is the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This 14th night moon, its noor is also the sadqa of noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his blessed feet on the mountain, that becomes Jabal Noor. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives somebody a stick, that gives the illumination, that gives the noor, that gives the light. If Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam puts his blessed hand on the face of somebody, that illuminates. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrives in some dark place, a dark room, that illuminates, and the lost needle is found. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiles, the illumination, the nuraniyat that spreads, animates everywhere. This is the nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what we are talking, and alhamdulillah, that's why we say sabse aula wala hamara nabi, sabse bala wala hamara nabi, sabse bala wala hamara nabi.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you've been watching the silsila, the soul of Iman. We're coming towards the end of time. Sorry, Hussein, but I'm not going to be able to give you much time today, inshallah. Today we've been talking about the nuraniyat of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala. And today we've been able to prove to you from the Quran and Hadith that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala was not only Nur, but he was Bashir as well. And we've also, from the waqiyas in his life, the fact that not only was his Nur, but he also had the ability to distribute this Nur on. And this Nur has been traveling throughout the generations, and we can see this Nur now in Amir al-Sunnah, and we can see also in certain Muridai, Nigran Shura, and many other of the Rukn Shura as well. My dear Islamic brother, just to, again, a note, for, especially for all our English viewers from the UK as well, that alhamdulillah, on the 12th night, it will be celebrated, Milad will be celebrated in many of our Fazana Medinas around the UK. Please take out time to celebrate with Dawat Islam. Those of you that are fortunate enough to come to Bal Madina and celebrate with the Amir al-Sunnah, then mashallah, you are most welcome. You'll see a different way, and inshallah, hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. So my dear Islamic brothers, if we said anything wrong, please, we ask Allah Azzawajal to forgive us, and Allah Azzawajal give us the ability to remember what we have said and to pass on this message to others as well. Keep watching Madani Channel. The war against backbiting will continue. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.